Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming down to my presentation. So today I'll be talking about growing Phalaenopsis orchids under varying percentages of red and blue light in order to affect the growth morphology and flowering in this commercial crop. I'm working at University of California, Davis. This is my master's project, along with Dr. Heiner Leith and Melanie Yelton. So as an introduction, Phalaenopsis orchids are currently rising to the most popular plants in the United States. Current advances in science brought forth in the late 80s and early 90s allowed this plant to be produced in large scale and at a very affordable rate, leading to the really rise in popularity here in the United States. They have a really long duration of inflorescence. Some of these flowers can last over 3 months in a home setting. So these flowers are extremely attractive to a lot of buyers due to the fact that they have a really long life as a shelf life. And as a final point, some of the major costs still associated with producing these plants include the fact that they take a long time in greenhouse environments to produce, sometimes 2 to 3 years, as well as they have a lot of shipping costs associated with the flowering spike taking up a lot of empty space above the plant. So these are problems that we're hoping to address with our research in order to cut down production time and also reduce the amount of airspace and containers that are used to ship these plants. So the objective of these work is to reduce the overall spike length with applications of blue light. We've seen in other research that blue light has an effect of shortening the internodal length, and so we thought it might be possible to use this to influence the overall spike length with the Phalaenopsis orchid. The other aspect of this research was simply to characterize the growth under LED technology, LEDs being completely new to the field, and supplemental lighting maybe not being as common with orchids. We wanted to see if this provided us with a true potential to affect morphologies without using plant growth regulators or any other type of environmental control. So for this experiment, we divided the orchids into 4 different treatments with varying levels of blue light. We had one of a pure red light treatment, so without any blue, all the way up to 40% blue light, which was measured as 80 micromoles out of a total of 200. So between all 4 treatments, we were growing under 200 micromoles per meter squared per second of light intensity with 14 hours on, 10 hours off, and then varying amounts of blue light from 10% up to 40%. Temperatures in these chambers were maintained between 23 degrees Celsius and 21 degrees Celsius in order to provide flowering conditions for these plants. So these plants were a Phalaenopsis hybrid variety green pixie. The spikes were initiated and were already around 3 to 5 centimeters in length when they were applied, and when the light treatments were applied. This was to ensure that we had a very normalized length for these spikes. Previous experiments showed that the emergence time for these spikes could differ under different LED treatments, and we wanted to ensure that the effects we're seeing were due to the blue light reducing elongation instead of any other effects prior to spiking. I also want to mention that these plants were graciously donated by Rocket Farms out of Half Moon Bay. So this is what the experimental setup looked like. We were indoors in growth chambers with reflective siding. We were also growing these plants at a commercial spacing. So they were pretty tightly spaced, 10 plants to each one of these pallets, and the spikes were trained up bamboo stakes. So for the results, under the different treatments, the major result we saw was difference in overall flowering time. So at week 16 of flowering, we saw that the amount of flowers opened between plants vastly differed. So the picture at the bottom of the screen shows you what these plants were at in week 16. And you can see from right to left increasing amounts of blue light. So the far right was the zero blue treatment, zero micromoles blue or full red, and that increased by varying percentages up to the 80 micromoles blue, 40% blue treatment on the far left. There's a couple things to point out here with these results. First, we see that the overall amount of flower count could vastly affect the time available for shipping. We see that using 20 micromoles of blue light provides some benefit to the plants and allows them to flower earlier and with slightly more flowers. The other treatments tend to lag behind, with the red treatment opening with the lowest amount of time. Interestingly enough, the different treatments did not affect the overall amount of buds grown per plant. So the overall growth potential between each of the plants and the different treatments remained relatively constant. We also saw differences, visual differences in anthocyanin production between the different treatments. The full red treatment tended to grow without anthocyanin production and was kind of a yellowy-green in color, whereas the 80 micromole blue treatment tended to produce more purple or maroon shape or colored leaves as they were grown. It should be noted that these plants were not rotated during production. They were left in their normal conditions, and this caused some differences between the plants. So visually, some of the plants did not receive or did not produce the same amount of anthocyanins as the ones around them. The overall spike length between treatments did show the effects that we wanted to see. However, effects were relatively minor. The overall differences in total spike length was on the order of 5 centimeters, which unfortunately did not affect spikes as much as we would have liked. It was also seen that the 20 micromole of blue treatment and the 40 micromole of blue treatment finished around the same length, suggesting that this maximized or saturated the blue potential of the plant. Under the 80 micromole treatment, we did see some damage to the spikes. Some end necrosis did occur towards the end of the experiment, as well as some leaching of sugars from the outside of the spike. So we did see some damage under high levels of blue light, suggesting that the 20 micromoles of blue light is the best treatment available for these orchids. So as a final point, the significant differences we're seeing in flowering time were pretty large between treatments. The optimal level to produce the fastest time from start to finish would be 20 micromoles blue and 180 micromoles of red. The overall flowering potential of the plant, the end result in terms of flower count, did not differ between treatments. This was likely due to the fact that all the plants were starting at the same potential before the different treatments were applied. We also saw significant differences with more blue radiation resulting in shorter flowering spikes. This effect, again, was relatively minor. So we know that blue light can reduce these flowering spike lengths to a certain extent. However, it does have its limitations in reducing the amount of spike length between treatments. The most significant influence we saw was, once again, over the amount of time it took to finish these crops. Over 16 weeks, we did see significant differences in the overall flowering. And the optimal amount of light to saturate the blue treatment would be around 20 micromoles per meter squared per second. So the future work we're hoping to do with these orchids is varying the application of blue light. Since we did see some damage with this blue light, we'd like to isolate it to simply the flowering spike and see if we can produce different effects by simply lighting the spike alone with this blue light to achieve the effects that we'd like. We'd also like to look into changing the on-off time or the amount of time applied for this blue light, both in intensity and in quanta over time, to try to reduce this damage that we saw with the 80 micromole treatment. So it's possible that applying this blue light at a high intensity for a short amount of time may reduce this damage that we saw, or inversely, lighting for low quanta for longer times may also achieve the effect. But this, again, needs to be further studied. And lastly, we'd like to look at the photosynthetic factors affecting this flowering. We hypothesized that the results we saw could have been due to photosynthetic factors. So separating the elongation factors caused by the blue light as well as the photosynthetic factors should help us out in determining the true nature of what's happening in these experiments. Thank you. Yes.
Was there any form of bud abortion in the course of these treatments?
Yes. So for the only treatment that we did see any flower bud abortion in was the 80 micromole blue treatment. So like I said, we did see some damaging effects, and that was one of them. Royal.
Can you provide any or a hypothesis how switching out 20 micromole of red photons to 20 micromole of blue photons rapid flower development?
Yes. an idea might be that this blue light is providing some kind of hormonal effects that's generating compounds that are better for plant growth. So some kind of, whether it's cryptochrome effect or phytotropin effect, may be responsible that doesn't get stimulated under the red treatments. It could be gibberellin related, but I'm not 100% sure at this point. Yeah.
Have you considered Japan with this experiment with a daylight background, since the majority of these things are produced in daylight, supplement blue light at the end?
Right. So we would like to do daylight experiments as well. Being in Davis, we've had a lot of troubles with temperature control with these orchids. If they get over 25 degrees Celsius, you end up having a lot of spike problems, spike abortion, something called Kiki formation, which is a plantlet instead of flowers. So our previous greenhouse work has been somewhat frustrating due to the amount of temperature control we can achieve, which is why we've moved indoors. But yes, this would definitely be something worth exploring.
All right, thank you.